Ajaya, what are some of Coach Nimmo's best qualities as a coach?
Coach Nimmo really sets like a high standard for our program and lets it be known how he wants to run it. He's pretty straightforward, which I really like about him. He doesn't beat around the bush with anyone.
Anything to add on that, Luke?
Yeah, I'll just say Ajaya was right about him not beating around the bush. We all like bought in and knew that we had things to do in practice and things to get better with. So he's really straightforward with that, and that helped us grow as a team. But I would also say that he really cares about his players as well, and their like personal lives and things like that.
Yeah. Ajaya, name a tough situation that you guys were in and Coach Nimmo was able to motivate you and push you guys out of it.
Actually, in our district championship, there was a couple times where we got down, and he just calmed us down, let us know that not everyone gets to do this. So, like, just embrace the moment and then just go to battle.
How does Coach Nimmo motivate you guys to be the best players you can be?
One of the things that we always say before and after games is, like, being the tougher team. And he always reminds us that you may not be more athletic or, like, have as much talent or whatnot, but as long as, like, you're the toughest team that night, then, like, good things will happen for your team.
Anything to add to that, Ajaya?
No, Luke kind of said everything I was going to say with that. Really, like you said, you don't have to be the more athletic team. He reminds us of that all the time. We do have good athletes, but really, if you're just the better team mentally, physically, that night, then you're going to get the job done.
How vital is Coach Nimmo to the program?
Extremely vital. He puts in a lot of work between coaching us, the practice plans, and taking a lot of time out to scout other teams and watch film. Along with our assistant coach, Brad Fish, I know both of them watch a lot of film and make sure we're prepared for games. So I think, you know, without him, we wouldn't have near the success that we had this year. And, like, it's all because of him.